This is your rundown of local restaurants and what they are providing in the way of food these days. As of Sunday, April 5th, first in the open category, open for something. Rustic Inn Cafe up at Castle Danger is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily for takeout and curbside delivery only. McQuaid's down on First Avenue and Two Harbors is open for takeout only, 11:30 to 1, and then again from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Culver's is open for drive-through only, 11 to 8 Sunday through Thursday, and 11 to 9 Friday and Saturday. The Dairy Queen is open usual hours from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Betty's Pies is open for takeout. You can call ahead, and they will meet you out at your car. Their hours are 11 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. White Pine Market, out across from the Holiday at the Light on the west end of town, they do have drive-through service still, no inside service. They are open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and 7 to 5 on Saturdays. Ledge Rock Grill out in Larsmont is open for takeout. Place your order by phone, pay by phone if possible. Friday and Saturday, they are open 11 to 8, and Sundays 11 to 7. They are closed Monday through Thursdays. Due North Pizza is open for takeout and free delivery, their usual hours. Kamloops at Superior Shores is open for takeout from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. McDonald's is open for drive-through, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. This is through May 1st. Subway is open for drive-through, and you can order from the lobby, apparently, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, in the closed category of restaurants, Louise's is closed at least for the next 2 weeks, so through April 10th. Judy's, the Scenic Cafe down towards Duluth, Mocha Moose, Cedar Coffee, and North Shore Pizza Cafe are all closed. Blackwood's is closed, but their Duluth and Proctor branches are open for curbside and delivery. The Vanilla Bean also is closed, but they are also open in Duluth for curbside and delivery. And the Earthwood Inn closed as well. You may be aware, but I'll repeat it again. The liquor store is open for curbside pickup only. Call in advance to make your order and pay by phone if possible, and then we'll bring it out to your car. They have changed their hours for the time being from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They are closed on Sundays. And lastly, of course, the bars are all closed. So that includes the Moose Club, the American Legion, and the Landing. As for some of the other businesses around town, if you're wondering, Jaws Computer is open with drop-off and pickup outside the door. You also can work on computers remotely. Spoken Gear is open by appointment for your biking needs. Anderson Greenhouse is open, but curbside delivery only. Please call ahead. Seagrin's Hardware is open its regular hours. Super One has changed its hours slightly from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., The Laundromat is open. Two Harbors Federal Credit Union and the Lake Bank are both open for drive-through and in the lobbies by appointment. The Lake Bank branch at Super One is closed. The Driver's License Office or Motor Vehicle Registration Office is closed. Sweet Peas and Back 40 Books. Order and purchase books or other merchandise by calling, emailing, or messaging on Facebook. Curbside pickup is available. The auto parts stores are all open, seems to be their regular hours. Auto Value is also offering curbside service. Russ Kendall's Smokehouse is open regular hours, 6 days a week. And Lou's Fish House is temporarily closed. The online store, however, is open. The recycling center is closed until further notice. That's what we know so far. We'll try to keep you updated here at KTWH 99.5. on your radio dial and ktwh.org. If you have changes or corrections to these hours and the status of these businesses, do let us know here at KTWH. The phone number is 218-595-6195, or you can email simply to info@ktwh.org. Also, we will be adding on some other businesses and their current status. So if you want to call in anything you would like us to share with the community, do let us know.